Kedvach. Welcome back. We're in the middle of Siv Dalet. I think it's Kedai just to go over Siv Dalet a little bit quicker, and then because we left off, there was a lot more raid than Siv Dalet. And Halavai tonight, we should be able to finish Siv Dalet and maybe even Siv Hey. It's very Gishmak and Yonim, similar in Yonim. But let's go over it. Hamoylech Chitin Latachain, if someone gives Chitin to a Tachan, to a grinder to grind, V'loy Lasason. And they didn't soak them beforehand to remove the shaft. Va'asan subin on mursan, or nasan kemak lanacht mege flour to a baker. Va'asli pas nefulin, and he made the fallen bread. It wasn't good bread, a good batch. Behema latabak, he gave a behema to a sheikhet to shech. Ve'nibla, and he ruined the animal. So if bischar, if you hide them to do it, so they are like a shema sacha. So no matter what, chayavim l'shalom demayin. But if he only shechted bechinim, it was not bischas. He only has a din like a shem bechinim, who's chayv v'pshia, but he's potter on anything beyond pshia, on anoinis. Im hoye tabach mumcha, if the tabach was a mumcha, so he's potter. Because if you hire a tabach for free, and he batches up, if he's a mumcha, clearly if he batched up, it was anoinis. A mumcha doesn't usually batch up. So if he batched up, he's anoinis, and therefore he's going to be potter. Vim einu mumcha, but if he's not a mumcha, then he's going to be chayiv. Because v'et kebet, and who asked you to come and try to shecht le'ano? You're not a mumcha, you're pretending to be a mumcha. What are you doing? Why are you shechting le'ano for? You don't know what you're doing. So then that's considered a pshia, so then you'd be chayiv. But if you're a mumcha, you're going to be a potter, because it's anoinis. But if I paid the guy, then even if he's a mumcha, he's going to be chayv. Because if he's a shem esacha, then he's chayv for even oinz. We're not talking about oinz like a shoyl, like oinz god. We're talking about oinz kein aveda, we discussed, or kein geneva, actually. Oinz kein geneva. So a shem esacha will be chayv for oinz kein geneva. So if he's paid, no matter what, he's chayv. If he's not paid, then if he's a mumcha, he's pata. And if he's not a mumcha, he's chayv, because it's a pshia. Why is he checking the animal for if he's not a mumcha? That's the halacha. What we did discuss last time is to take it apart. Like what happened to Adam Amazik here? Adam Amazik, it wasn't just a shema that didn't watch. He himself, Bekumvasei, ruined the animal. And that we discussed that Shita Sataisis is, Tumahauchim, Shita Sataisis is that Adam Amazik, which is Chayiv Lo'ilam, is only for Einis Kein Aveda, not for Einis Kein Geneva. And these cases are Einis Kein Geneva. So therefore, you only can get him out to Shem Mesaka, because the Shem Mesaka is chayv for even an Einis Kein Geneva. That was one malach. Another malach was the malach of the Riva, and that is that once you give something to somebody to do, to deal with, to work on, a sheikhet, whatever it is, he's no longer an Adam Amazik, and now you only can get him, so to speak, out as Dine Shmira, because Kilu, you accepted that mistakes happen, so beyond his degree of achrayas, of shmir that he has, whatever he is, the Shem Mekin, the Shem Mesaka, beyond that, you're patterning him from the din of Adam Mamazik. Those were the two sheetahs, and we said that could be in the Riva, you're only patterning him another Mazik beyond his chayiv. But what he is chayiv means, let's say he's a Shemachinin who is Pesheya, who is a Shemachacha, and he did not Kain Gneva, maybe Taka, then we can get him out to Adam Mamazik. It's only beyond what he's Mukhiv to do, beyond what I hired him to do, that he'll be potter because kilu, like it's a built in mechilu, when I give it to him, I'm pattering from Adam Amazik. So, like Taisis Pashas, the chiv is out Shemira, Shemir, Shemesach, or Shemechinim, and like the Riva could be out Shemira, maybe for what he's already chayiv, he's still licked in the din of Adam Amazik. Okay, those are the two sheetahs. But today, I would like to take it further to go on a lot of more halachas here. Just simple pshat, it says, Bishlam, he gave it to a sheikhet and he shechted. No, that's what I'm saying. You parted him like the Riva. You parted him from his din Adam Amazik beyond his din Shmir. I know you're working on it. I know mistakes happen. So I'm parting him from his din Adam Amazik beyond what you're supposed to be careful for. Hashem Echim is only supposed to be careful for Pshia. So beyond Pshia, I'm parting him from his din Adam Amazik. But if you did Pshia, who said I parted from Adam Amazik? Or Shem Mesach is supposed to be responsible for Oynes Kein Geneva, so beyond that, for Oynes Gom, I pater you. But for Oynes Kein Geneva, I'll be Machayv you. Even as Adam Amazik could be. And we mentioned different nafkaminas between the two, Shmir Bebailim. There's a few nafkaminas that will come out, whether you're Din Shemer or Din Adam Amazik. Okay, let's just go over, just computer the words. The words need help here. I understand when I give it to a Sheikhet and he batches up happened in the Shechita, I'm old, mistakes happen, the animal, whatever, things happen. So I understand that your onus came geneva. Or let's say I give it to a baker and he bakes and somehow, I don't know, it didn't come out the batch so well, he burnt it, whatever. I understand mistakes happen. But you give it to a tochen to grind and he doesn't soak them and he's supposed to soak them, that's outright negligence. It's outright pshia. So what's the mechab saying? Amir l'chitin l'tochen v'lo l'asasan. He didn't soak them before he tried to remove the shaft. That's outright pshia for what's going on. So of course, you should be chayiv across the board. Mumcha, not mumcha, schar, not schar. You should be chayiv across the board. What's going on? So clearly there are different gisois in the Gemara. I don't want to get into it, but just straight, let's get to the bottom line. There's a chasdei dovin in Bava Kama, perakir alocha dalid, who says that you're going to have to be mafarish, that's lav dafka. It doesn't mean that he didn't soak them at all. It just means shalei losasan kol tzorchan. He didn't soak them fully. He didn't soak them properly. Ubetoyis, and he made a mistake. He thought that he already did it the full amount. He thought it was ready soaking for an hour. He didn't realize it was only 45 minutes. He made a mistake. It's a mistake. That's what it means shalei sasatam. A male, it's only an oinis kein gneva. The Aruch HaShulchan over here says a very similar thing. Shalei losasan kurei. He didn't do it properly. But it can't be he didn't do it at all. If he didn't do it at all, Vada, he's a Peshe and there's nothing to talk about. All right. There's a lot of geshmaka things here. Let's try to... let's go on this one. When we talk about a tabach, and he shechted this animal, and he batched up, and he's chayiv. Let's say he's a shemesacha, so across the board, even a mumka is chayiv. So let's just work this out. My animal was worth $500. And now you batched up and you made it into a trefa, and now it's only worth $100. I can sell it for a trefa meat to a goyim. So Pashas, you're going to tell me you have to pay me $400, right? That was the difference between a kshera and a trefa, right? But the Birchas Ritzei, Chuvis Birchas Ritzei, the end of Simon Samach, and the Kesa Kachem over here too, they clarify Shaila like this. We don't know. When you have a live animal, there's no way to know if the animal is a kshera or a trefa. For all you know, there's circus, there's trefas inside the animal. You have no idea. So if you're going to try to sell this animal on the open market, maybe you'll get $300. Makes sense. I mean, the risk, right? Let's say, let's just say 50% of the animals are trefas. Make a simple marshal, right? So if it's vade kshera, the meat's worth $500. If it's vade trefa, the meat's only worth $100. If I'm selling you the risk, an animal, and it's, you know, buyers beware, you know, proceed at your own risk. It might be a trefa, it might be a kshera. You won't know until you shecht it. So if I had to sell you such an animal, I'm only going to sell for $300. Actuary will make that, right? 50% are kshera, and there's a trefa. So it's going to be the price, going to be somewhere between a kosher dig animal and a trefa dig animal. So l'chayra, the value of that animal is only worth $300. L'chayra.
Space, because after I
shecht
it and I see an animal circus, this and that, so for me to sell it on the open market after.
No, that's if you sell it after you shecht it. But what happens if before, right now, before anyone shechts it, how much is this animal worth on the open market?
Why do you look at it that way?
So that's the shaila. They want to know that maybe even.
The price of a live bam.
What do you say?
Price of a live
bam is only $300 because there's a risk involved. So when I trafened up your animal, even if later on it's discovered that the animal is 100% kshera, if not for my batch up, means we checked it, there's no circus and no nothing. Everything was good except for my messing up in the shechita. Zokta Kesakachim and Bechazertei, they don't know. Maybe I'm not paying $400. Maybe I only pay $200. I'll pay the difference between a live animal and the animal that I gave you. I took your live animal and I made it into a trefa.
I'm not getting this. Isn't it obvious, like you're saying? It was my go to you. You bought the animal for $300 on open market. So I checked it and I messed up. So here's your $200 between that and go buy another one.
Okay, very good. So you're,
it's not the other one.
No, the other thought is that the owner wasn't holding, perhaps, by selling the animal as a kshera. The owner was taking the animal, and the owner was going to shecht the animal, and if it turned out the kshera, which it did, it's worth $500, because now he has $500 of kosher meat to sell. And I messed up. I took his animal that could have been worth $500 and I botched up and I made it worth only $100.
So, again, why can't I give you here's $200 plus $100 and go buy another animal? Why does it have to go busted down this?
Because the animal you're buying me is also only a suffix. This guy had a kosher dig animal. We now did the bedikas after the shechita, and we now see it was 100% kosher. So you want to buy me another animal that's 100% kosher? It will also cost you $500. I don't know how you're going to know. You have to bring it to some rebbe who could see through the animal and say it's 100% kosher. Otherwise, you can never know. A live animal, you can never know if it's kosher or not until you do bedikas.
Shouldn't your animal, I'm not going to pay you $500, because you could have gone and checked on this and that. You can go, here's me another one.
That is the shayla. How do you reckon mazit?
You're not
going to discount. Yeah, you're not going to discount. Anyway, yeah, good. But the word is, did I batch up a suffix dig animal? Did I back up a cheira animal? Because it's now found cheira. Sorry? One second. No, that's what we get to. Now, the Kesef Kotrim says that's clear that if this animal was already consigned out, he already had a buyer lined up that he sold it to him, and he told the buyer, I'm going to shecht it, and if it's kosher, you pay me $500, and if it's treif, you only pay me $100. And now the butcher, the sheikh had batched up. He was a butcher, then in the Konami. Then the Kesef Kotrim made that, then he'll pay $400. Because I had a buyer lined up who's willing to pay me $500 for this meat. The meat came out to be discovered as kosher. So you now have to pay me the difference between $500 and $100. Even if it's not mamish or the mazik, at least the kopakas is garmi. Means you were giving me the hes. I had a buyer lined up who's willing to pay me $500. So you messed me up on that $500. So mamil, you pay me that difference, $400. But if I don't have a buyer lined up, they declare shayla, do you pay the $400? So you pay only $200. And then the Brichas Ratzeis turns the table around. He said, what happens if do I batch up, we open up the animal, we see it was anyway a treifa? Because for me, it was anyway a treifa. What do I do? Do you say you pay $200? Because till you opened up the animal, it was a suffix, it was worth $300, and now it's only worth $100. Or could I tie it? Hey, it was anyway a treifa. So what do? I mean, noch a treifa. I made a nevela. What did I do already? It was anyway a treifa. It's going to be the same treifa meat that he's selling to goyim. So I didn't do anything. So maybe I should be poten ganzen. Sorry? And pay well, goyim for treifa, you don't need a shechit. You can stun the animal too. Okay, so whatever. Maybe I saved you, you know, that 5 cents for killing the animal.
I charged $100. It happens to be the trade. You would have paid me $100 for the
trade. Yeah, but I patched up. I can't get a service which I didn't provide, but it wouldn't have made a difference to you. The only thing I provided was that I made it from alive to dead. I didn't give a shkita. I patched up on the shkita.
What's happened then if the shekhtzer finds out that it was trade and he doesn't get paid?
No, if he does everything normal and he did a good shechita, I deserve to get paid. I did what you asked me to do.
You didn't do anything.
I know. You asked me to make a shechita. I did a shechita. I did the proper shechita. God, the shechita is chal for tumah. It takes away. It's nevela. It takes away tumah. I did two oifs. No, here I batched up. I made it to nevela. I batched up. Veniblai. I messed up. I didn't do a good shechita. I messed up. I did agrama, iku, hashriya, dors, whatever. I messed up. Hold. I messed up. All right. It was a treifa, but you could have sold the animal while it was alive as a suffix shayer, because no one knows until they open it up. You have like a present in a hidden box, and I don't know, and then I shoot the box, they come out, there's nothing in anyway. But it had value, could have sold it maybe. Now the Brichas Ratzeis says, and on that side you're going to tell me that I'm potter in Gansin, because it was anyway a treifa. So he says, in Bechlal, this whole halach is kmat nat negeh. Because he said that you're never going to be able to prove that. And I never. It's a very often. Very often, with Maneno especially, we're machmir on all sirchas on so many things. In fact, I would say I was told that roiv behemoths today are treifa, not mamish treifa. They're treifa that we don't eat. They're treifa because we're on all our chumras of sirchas and treifas. Sorry?
Financially, it's considered a
treifa. So, right. So Mamela, he said that, how are you going to get the guy? It's impossible, really, to get the guy unless you check the lungs for every single sircha to make sure that it was a Vadik Sheir. Because if it's a Safik Sheir, you have to inject it. Vadik can't be Machayiv me, because maybe it was a treifa anyway. So he ends up like Mesupik, like, then this halakha really won't be so negeya. It's really, yeah, you have to check the lungs to make sure it's 100%. And Mamela, yeah.
That's only nowadays. I'm like, yeah.
Now that you know, keep on involving. The Shulchan Aruch lived 400-500 years ago. Sorry? Good, kosher. And you want to be mechayiv me, right? If you want to be mechayiv me as a sheichet, so you have to know, is it a kosher? All right. Let's go to another new rabbi say. It seems from the mashmois, certainly the way we're setting it up, is that if you shei mechinim yechayiv for pshia, and if you shei mezacha, then yechayiv for even an einus ken gneva vaveda. But what happens if it was something that was an einus gomor? Right before you shechted it, all of a sudden the chicken jumped. It's over. And you were trying to get it in the right place, and it jumped. The lizard, what are you going to do? You're going to stun the chicken before? You can't do that. What are you going to do? It was mamish and oinis gamo. Or they have a case, I'm not familiar with the case, but he was mavli his simonim. I don't know, so you couldn't get the simonim. The animal. So you were mamish and oinis gamo. All these, is the sheikh of chayef for that? So chayre, he should be potter. Shem esach is potter for einus gomer. Look, there's a tshuvas tashbat and chelak av kofi gimel like that. There's a ketz of kadoshim over here like that. Comes along in Pnei Yeshua, and he's mechadish. Pnei Yeshua of Nesuget, Tzaditesu Mebeiz, he's mechadish. He blitz chedish. He says like this, when I have a shema, and I pay him, it's understood, I'm paying him as a watchman, so he has to do extra shmir, not just, he's not a free watchman, he's not a shemachin, he's a paid watchman, but knowing his goma that he mamish can't prevent, he's not liable for. That's when his job is to do shmira. He says, but if his job is to shecht and to make a kosher, and lemaisa, he didn't make a kosher, oinis goma, but he didn't make a kosher, so he didn't do his job, clearly, my payment was that he should do his job properly, and he didn't do his job properly. It was an oinus. But an oinus made him that he couldn't do his job properly. He didn't do his job properly. So Mameli says that he'll be chayiv even for oinus gomer. It's as if you were masnul, there's like be masnul shem mechinim liz kashoyel. That's what you did with this guy. You were masnul shem mezach liz kashoyel that he should be chayiv for oinus and gomurim, beneged to shchita, beneged to his job. If this was his job, that he has to make it kosher, and he didn't make a kosher, then you're going to get him for not making kosher, even if it's a nainas gamma.
See, you want to have to pay him, but how could he make? He's making a whole pilgrimage.
Right, he's being masna ashem mechinim liyis kashoyel.
That's what it says. See, you have to pay him.
Meizman Glock, we're not talking about. No, Meizman Glock is when you're the shoyel and you're a hired worker. Okay. It's not mamish the same time. Jumped in the last second. If you're masna, you could do it. If you have a hasna, you could do it. So he said it's an implicit hasna. If I hired you to shech the chicken and make it kosher, you didn't make it kosher. That's a plain shur. The mice is the Taisim Mufush Faket. Taisim in Bamatia Bebezim and Beis is Lahed Yafaket, that by an ain is gomel, even if you'd be a nice Yisacha here, you'd be potter. Mamish not like the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, but I figure I would share the information. The mice is the Blik Chedij Pnei Yeshua. The Achronim who bring down the Pnei Yeshua, but the mice is Pashas, not like the Achronim, not like the Rishonim. Why should he be a potter bein me? He did his job. If he did the right job, you have to know. He did his proper shkit. The last second, there was a ninus. It wasn't his fault that there was a ninus. I'm paying for the shkit, and he did a shkit. Just God did the shkit, got messed up. But okay, you have to know. If the Behemoth died, so I didn't do anything. No, if the Behemoth died, so I didn't do a job. So I didn't do my job. And here, I did a job. I just, okay, I hear. Fine. Now, it says over here. All right. It says that's if they died before, but I did my job. I did the shkita. All right, you have to know. In Mahaya Tabach Mumcha Potter, right? It says he was a mumcha, he's a potter. What's considered a mumcha? The Rishonim say, the Miri says, the mumcha doesn't mean he knows. He's not knowledge. It's not enough that you pass the test and you're knowledgeable in halacha. That's not a mumcha. Mumcha means you are experienced. You actually practiced and you shechted. And the Rishonim say, that it, the shock brings down from Yom Shoshleimah, that it means that you shechted at least three times. That goes, it gives you a chazaka. You have experience. You shechted three times. You've already an experienced sheichet. You've already considered a mumcha. You're knowledgeable. And you have hands-on experience. So mamela, that's considered a mumcha. And just for food for thought, it's a metzias, I don't know, but the Yamshir Shleim says it's more difficult to shecht a chicken than it is to shecht an animal. I would have thought, forget. Mamela, time is like this, that if you have experience in shechting animals, so you're not only a mumcha for animals, but you're not a mumcha for chickens. But if you shechted chickens 3 times, then you're already a mumcha for chickens and kol shekin. Now you're a mumcha for animals, because if you can already do chickens, kol shekin you could do animals. And really, Teres Chaim says it as well. Teres Chaim and Tzadi Tesla Beis, and they both say, and that's why that when you train for shechita, for smicha, for shechita, they train you to shech 3 chickens like this. You become a mumcha for chickens and animals. Why do they work on chickens? Why do the chickens much cheaper to, just in case you buy a job? No, the reason we work on chickens is because it's harder to shech. So this way, you become a mumcha sai for chickens and sai for animals. All right.
Is that the real mitzvah? Because if you think about it, I spoke to people that did it. It seems very difficult to say that that's true.
All right. Rabbeinu, my sister Rabbeinu Yonason and the Piskei Riyot say it as well, that if you do it for chickens, you're a mumcha for animals as well. For the Me'ivi, it's mashal not like that. Me'ivi is mashal that it's harder to do animals than chickens, and therefore if you do it for chickens, you're not a mumcha for animals. All right. Also, maybe it doesn't jump as well, I don't know. Grada, there's a halacha later on in Tiv Zayin that says that you have to prove that you're a mumcha. Later, if there's a suffix, if you're a mumcha or not, the burden of proof is on the sheikh to prove. And we'll discuss Polina then why. But just on the side, the Chasdei David says that if you pull out your shtar smicha for shechita, then that's already considered a mumcha, because you don't get a smicha unless you shech 3 chickens, and it works for everything. Memela, that shtah, that shtemple that you got smicha is the raya that you're a mumcha. Memela, then you'll have a loch that you'll be potter. All right. Now, this is about shechting. Now, how do we apply it to other things? My mumcha and buildings, from trunks. I know mumcha and anything that you have to do. You're fixing stuff. Fixing my watch. I give you my gold watch to fix, and I give it to a watchmaker, and he fixes it. And while he's fixing the thing that he wants, he breaks the whole watch. So now what do I do? He messed up the watch. What do I do now?
Doctors.
Sorry? Doctors. Kulila, yeah. Rachmana Litzon. That's really serious. Yeah. So what do you do?
Doesn't the Malchusa play a big role in that also?
If there is a Din Malchusa, then we'll deal with it. But the Piskei Koshin, it clears this as a shayli. They don't know how to apply it, because, like, see, I guess Shkita is a very isolated mumchi, it's a very isolated service they have to provide. Teshech, the Simonim. So either you know how to shech Simonim, or you don't know. So if you know how to, very good, so you're a mumcha. So watch, let's say you're an experienced watchmaker that you could fix watches, echveis, when the dial is stuck, I don't know, right? But doesn't mean you know how to change batteries. Or maybe you know how to change batteries, doesn't mean you know how to fix the dial. Or maybe you know how to do both, but you don't, can't take out the static. He said, just because you already fixed 3 watches, how is that a raya that you're an experienced watchmaker for my problem? You would have to be a mumcha in my problem, fixing my... A guy, you have a broken dishwasher. So yes, the guys come down, they've already fixed this brand dishwasher 3 times, but what they always had it because the drainage was clogged. Now you have to fix because the spritzer is stuck. So it's something else. So you would have to be a mumcha on this. So you'd have to prove that you're a mumcha on this inyan. The exact thing that caused the machine to break that you need a fix, you have to prove that you're a mumcha, that you did that already 3 times. It's very complicated. It's not so easy. What? A license means that you fixed every single problem possible in this machine 3 times? No, shtar shechita, as I'm saying, it's very isolated. You know how to check some money, so you check the some money. No, it's that's right. He wants to know the chayish. You have to do every single thing. Just like if you're a mumcha for behemoth, you're not a mumcha for tanagoylim, right? Because it's much more difficult. And then the yamshul goes right. Even if you're tanagoylim, but you're not a mumcha for harder tanagoylim, for harder birds, you know, different levels. So just because you fix some stuff doesn't mean you can fix it. You never had. I had a guy who came down to me and he tried to fix my dishwasher and he didn't know what he was doing. No, but he was moody. No, I'm not. I don't know. He moody. He said, I don't know how to fix this. I don't have to find out. I'll have to look up the manual. He never had this problem before. The guy was licensed. It turned out that the machine has that if you don't use the dishwasher for a considerable amount of time, then the machine breaks. The drainage doesn't work. A new thing. If you don't use the dishwasher, a new thing, it breaks. He didn't know that. So that's it. Now we know you have to use the dishwasher every couple of weeks so that it shouldn't sit idle. She, you could share. Whatever. He didn't know that. So you have to know every single thing to him to be licensed. He's licensed because he's licensed. Nachtem, I don't know. You can add a bek challah. I got it. Yeah, Bilchaya means, so once you're on this thing, the Grada, this Chilek, when you're Sheikhet Beskar Yechayiv. If you Sheikhet Bechinim, there's a nafkamino between a mumcha and not a mumcha. The mumcha is pot and not a mumcha is chayiv. Grada the levush is mavur, that this halacha is only by a tabach, your dik. But if we talk about a nachtum or a tochin, like the cases of the resha, then there's no chilik. And by Bechinim, you're automatically pot, even if you're not a mumcha. That's how the levushim, some of this was his dik. Why did Makabe say tabach? And really, it's a gemara as well. The gemara only talks about tabach. However, it's not true. The Meiri, the Magad Mishnah, is mavur lahedya, that this halacha, the chilik between mumcha and namcha, is even by tabach, even by tochen, even by nachtam, that if you're not paid, if you're a mumcha, then you're pata. If you're not a mumcha, then you're going to be chayv, even by a nachtam. So yeah, if you give me to, I don't know how to bake, I'm saying, I could try, we could do, I could watch my wife, we could try, but we're not experienced. You didn't do it three times, so you don't, even if you have the idea, you have to have the experience. If you didn't have the experience, then that's why, if you're not a mumcha, you're chayv. Because who is that kabetin? Who is he to come in and try to do it?
Yeah, let's say that you would have to ask him, did you do this three times? He says no, then he'd be chayv.
Then he'd be chayv because he's not a mumcha.
He
has to prove.
He
would have to prove that it's
experience over here.
No, let's say he has experience in making chalas, but he has no experience in making kokosh cake. Right? Maybe kokosh cake is harder to make than chalas, right? So then he'd be chayv for kokosh. You messed up my kokosh cake.
I kind of did the same thing.
Me kind of know it's a
big thing. I know.
So we'll have to ask the mumchim if the skills are the same or not. If the skills aren't the same, you don't have experience in this skill. You never did this. All right. The laughs that they stick on the side of the ovens. What is that called? Right, but you see, that's roid hapas, right? It's chokma. Most bakers say don't know how to do that. It's a special chokma to have to bake it while it's stuck to the side of the oven. You never did this. You know how to bake challahs. It's very nice, but you don't know how to bake this. You'd be chayv on this. You taka a pas nafum and it fell off and it broke. It doesn't work, so you'd be chayv. All right, fine. This halacha, it says.
Misrepresents himself as being a more monka than he is.
And if that makes a difference,
it says it's not a monk, it says what he is. Does that make more
sense? So we discussed, we had that he has a child last time. The Achronim, there is a dik to the Amshe Shleimer. Makes a dik that you have to tell the person that I'm not a mumcha and you're taking me al das king. Kilo, like you're taking me al das liftor b'chai gavna. It means just the fact that you know that I'm not a mumcha, if I say this is not enough to patame. I don't know why. Look, if I didn't fool you. You know I'm not a mumcha and you asked me to do the job. So why am I more shuldig than you? You shouldn't have asked me. I don't know. I'm not sure on that one. But definitely if that difference of degree of mumcha has made the difference, look, that.
It would be the test. I have much if he's presenting himself as being a dishwasher,
he
came and fixed every dishwasher.
He did, correct.
So
now, that this thing you don't know how to do, correct. If you don't know how to do kokosh cake, just because you're that, you should, right, and so on. That's clear, it's mafurish in the Rishonim, that you have to be a mumcha for what you're doing. A mumcha on something similar. Even if he doesn't care, just mean a stam representation is like that. No, stamp representation. Like if you come down, then we assume that you're mumcha of everything. If I'm hiring you, you're mumcha. Yeah. All right. No, it has to be three the same thing. No, three the same thing. As I'm saying, you have to do three behemoths and three tanagoyim and three. To do three, you have to have experience as a chazok. You have to have experience doing this. Okay, that's.
So three times fix this
one. If you did one animal and one tanagol and one yona, you might have for the animal because you did even worse than the animal. But for the tanagol, the animal doesn't work for, right? So that doesn't work. All right. Another halacha. It says over here, Mahaya Tabak Mumke is Pata. So the Gemara says, Gemara makes a machloikis. If you have a Tabak Mumke and he's Pata, Gemara says it's a machloikis. Remei and Rabbanon, if Niskal is Peshea. The Gemara says this is just like a Niskal, just like a guy is carrying something, he trips, and we want to know, it's Makhlek, Remei and Rabbanon, is that considered a Peshea or an Oinis? So too, there's a Makhlek over here, if the Sheikhid trips, so to speak, he batches the Shechita, that's like a Niskal. If you hold Niskal Peshea, then he's going to be Chayef. We paskin like the Chachom Niskal's Lab Peshea, Memele, you're going to be Potter, Memele, that's why we paskin that Tabach Mumcha, if he's not being paid, he's Potter, because he's not a Peshea, and he's only Chayef for Peshea, because he wasn't paid. Right? He's not a Shem Besok, he's only Shem Bechina. But he has a din like a Niskal. That's how the Gemara comes and sets it up. Now, Zok to Imre Bina in Dayana Memches, what is Halacha that the Chachom Mumcha, that Niskal Lab Peshea is Potter, but still Chayef B'dinei Shemayim. Memela sagt im Rebino, it should come out that this halachim, how yetabach mumcha is pata, should still be chai b'dine shemaim. Because just like miskal, which is lav peshe, is still chai b'dine shemaim. Because the hezek al koponim nasa al yoda, which is lav, uva maisa bo hezek chai al koponim b'dine shemaim. Since I was given it to you to watch, and it might say you caused the hezek, even though you weren't shuldik. It wasn't a pesheh. You chay b'dinei shemayim. That's what the Rebbeinu says. Shulchan doesn't say. So pashas, it sounds like it's across the board. But the truth is, not every dinei shemayim the Shulchan Aruch says. So that wouldn't be such a riot. But Lani's daite, I don't understand the Rebbeinu. It's because if you look in the Gemara when it talks about that niskal is chay b'dinei shemayim, the Rashi says in Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph Bava Kama, the reason why you chay b'dinei shemayim is mishum deloy solik b'iroi. Because you didn't remove the bar. What was the case? The case was the guy was walking, he tripped, and he created a bar through his tripping. He was holding a barrel, he tripped, and now there's a barrel on the floor, a broken barrel, or, I don't know, a gummel on the floor, and now this is a tripping hazard, people walk by and could trip over it. And then what did the guy, the chacham said, you know, there's a broken barrel with wine all over the floor, this is a paint, this is a tircha to clean up, what do I have to clean up? I'm after, it's hefka, it's not mine. I don't have to clean it. I only have to clean up what's mine. It's not mine. I don't have to clean it up. And the guy walks away. Walks away from the scene of the accident. He dropped his barrel, created a bar, was mafka the bar, and then walked away. Well, there, the Gemara says that if someone comes along and now trips over that barrel, he's going to be chayev chotch b'dinei shemayim. Zok Rashi, why? Even though niskalav pesheya, we can't fault him for the falling, for the tripping, but we could fault him for vetke beten, you should be mafkid and not clean up the barrel. Pick up the barrel. Don't be bechachem. Don't be mafkid. Pick up the barrel and remove the hezek, remove the bar from Rishus Rabin. If you create the bar, or if it's yours, and it's shaloi, right? So what he did was, is he wasn't shuldig for the creation of the bar because he tripped, and he's not shuldig now for being the baalah bar because he was mafkirit immediately. On that, the chacham and say, even though he came up with a patent to be pata b'dinei adam, but he's chai b'dinei shemayim because he shouldn't have been mafkirit. He should have removed the hezek, removed the bar. But for the hezek that's done b'shas t'nefila while he's tripping, hakibim chai b'dinei shemayim. We hold this kalah peshe. He's not shuldig. And Tosfos says lahedya, and it's cheshbon asugya. It says lahedya. You cannot be chai b'dinei shemayim for any hezek that comes b'shas the takala, b'shas the tripping, because you're lah peshaya. You only can be chai later on for not removing the bar. So here, what was this case? The sheikh batched up while he was shechting. It is not. He wasn't mafka later on, and the hezek came on later on. While he was doing, he was a niskal. That's when the hezek came off. The hezek came b'shas the takala, b'shas the tripping, while he was shechting. So here, avada, you're going to be part even b'dinei shemayim. And Baruch Hashem, I found there's a tshuvis Maria Sad. Let me find it. Yeah, Yehuda Yalin, Yeridei Memtes. The Yehuda Yalin says, "Mistimas kol apoiskim tabach umin shekulkul is pata." If it says like that, pata, it's mashmal gamri across the board. V'lo ishtamet le'echmen. He didn't find one paisik. I guess he didn't have the rebbeinu. He didn't find even one paisik who said that shibachai b'dinei shemayim. Al kein al kochach it's legamri pata. It's pata l'ganzen. He doesn't say my cheshmen. But he just said al kochach. If none of the paisik can bring it down, al kochach it's pata l'ganzen. All right. Let's do the Ramah. Comes along the Ramah. And the Ramah says, v'hatabachim. The tabachim, how were they paid? So today you pay them. But then, the way they got paid was through barter. They got paid, but they had the right to take the kakashoyis from the ksheris. They shechted the animal. If the animal was kosher, they were able to keep the kakashoyis. So a tabachim, shaloikun a kakashoyis, min a ksheris, mikri schar, vim nibloi, chayovim lishalim. If they're whole pay is that they get the kakashoyis. They don't get any dollars, but they get the kakashoyis. It's also schar to become a shem mesacha. What's the chiddush? Why not? I mean, paying him with teretz is because they batched up. So now he made it into a treifa. So he's not getting the kakashoyis. On this animal that he batched up, he's not going to get any pay. He's not going to get the kakashoyis because the animal's a treifa. I'm not sure. Some intestines of the animal. I don't know where kakashoyis are. Something inside the animal. A piece. piece of meat, a part of the animal. Okay, so he gets that part of the animal, that's his reward, that's his pay for providing this shechita service. God, that the place can be Rambam and all the Shrei Chai V'Kayim, they hold this as a minig geruah, terrible minig, you should never do such a thing, because that gives conflict of interest to cause him to say the animal was kosher to be able to get his schar. So they hold Shrei Chai V'Kayim, they shouldn't be done. Good, and I'm sure he tries miyash of the minig, it's shach and yeredeya. Good, but the bottom line is, let's say the guy did this, he made up this deal, and he gave this kaka choice. Now he botched up, he's not getting his kaka choice. So why is he a shame of Sacha? Zaktatur, the Torah is in Sifkat and Yudal, that's my brings it down. Ava picha ain loikin klum in atrefa, kivin shim loya nitrefa, if he wouldn't have botched up, he would have, so Nim says, that's correct. If he would have done a good job, he would have gotten paid. So he's a paid service provider. He's getting paid for a job. The fact that he bought jobs is not my fault. If he would have done the right job, he would have gotten paid. So he's a Shema Saka. Oh, yeah, then you won't have that. Okay, if it's Nimtzeh, and you're going with the Ketzkajim Vikas, let's say, he wouldn't have gotten it here. What?
He also did it for the rest.
He did it for the Ritz on the tzad that if it would have been good, yeah, but it's not mamish what we're saying now. We're saying that had he not botched up, he would have gotten it. But now you have to say that he did it because on the tzad that it would have been good, he would have gotten paid. So Mamela, that's his pay. He gets a suffix pay. Yeah, okay, well, it's a shayla, yeah, but on the tzad it's good, whatever, good, fine. What's one svara? Another svara, void hakakashesh and nitzel lemenek sheiris heinin skara gamal atrefis. You're right. On this trefi, he's not getting skar. But the way the tabach in the city was, he had a sheichet in the city, and he checks all your animals, your chickens, everything he checks. And the deal is, he takes all the kakashesh. So the kakashesh is he taking even from the sheiris are his pay for even the trefis. I'm giving you kakashois this year from all my animals I give you. And you have to check everything. Side trefis, side trefis, you have to check. We don't know what it is until you checked it. So you got to check everything. So Mamela, why are you in this business? Because you know there are enough kakashois from trefis to make it your worthwhile to check everything, even the trefis and the trefis. So even for the trefis, you're getting paid. How? By taking the kakashois from the other animals from the ksheris. That's what the Torah says. And the shach brings it down, and the shach Mamela says, and at the end of Sivkan Ches, that the mitam esheni, like his second svara, that he gets paid from the ksheris for the trefis, mitam esheni, because of the yam shoshloimo, davishai mesorka gamala tanagoylam. They didn't take kakashois from Tanagoylam. Maybe there are no kakashois in Tanagoylam. I don't know what kakashois are. But they didn't take kakashois in Tanagoylam. They only took it from the behemoth. But you're my sheikhet, so you have to shecht everything in the city. Say, so, yes, you have to shecht everything. So mameilo, the kakashois that you take from the animals is your pay to be my sheikhet throughout the whole year, even for the chickens. And mameilo, if you batch up on the chicken, you're going to be chayiv, because you are a shemesach even on the chickens.
But it would work with first terrace, would work for that?
No, the first that won't work, because you never get kakashois from Tanagoylam. So it's only that. The mice is, it's, there are Rishonim are not like that. The Tepitzki Rid is Mavua, not like that. That you, since you don't take Akashois from the Tanagailim, you'll only Hashem Achinim in the Tanagailim. And you're going to have to say that in his place, there wasn't that Altman. Means you got paid for the behemoth, and chickens you did voluntarily, pro bono. If you wanted to check, you did check. If you didn't want to check, you didn't have to check. You weren't Mechuv to check. It was no contractual.
Even chickens are harder.
Sorry? And chickens are even harder to check, right? So you don't even, and you're not Mechuv to. You did it because the Paiskim say, there's a Tashbah, it's a Palmoni Zav, is that people are not Nimna to check chickens even for free, even if you don't use me the whole year for animals. And I guess it's harder in mumchias, but it's quicker and easier to do. So it's 3 seconds. Gesundheit, give me a chicken, I'll check the chicken. I don't even charge you for it. So then there are shaymachinim on the chicken and mela, then there'll be pata if he's a mumcha. All right, you have to know the mitzvahs. Every case is different. All right. There's a hagoyis in the Goyin of Mordechai that the shak brings down in Sivkot and Zayin. He wants to know that even if you're not being paid for the shechita, but lamaisa geret, a sheichet makes a bracha. And we know bracha is very chashuv, it's a mitzvah, and it's chad bracha. If I steal your bracha, I have to pay 10 zuvim. See, it's worth 10 zuvim, your bracha. If I steal your benching, it's 4 brachas, it's 40 zuvim the Gemara has, right? So it's worth a lot. So he's mesupik that every time I give a tabak to shecht, then he should be shemesacha, even I don't pay him, he'd be a shemesacha because I gave him the ability to make a bracha. I gave him something to make a bracha on. I gave him shechita. I was mamti him this opportunity to shech, to be able to make a bracha. So the schar of the bracha that I gave him should make I batched up and was a treifa and memelis bracha nishkem bracha. Veseida, but we have by the kakashoyes also that even though we messed up, but had you not messed up, you would have gotten the schar kakashoyes. It's worth schar. So to had you not messed up, you'd have gotten the schar of the bracha. So, Alukhari, I gave you schar. As mam to you schar. Very good. Yes, the ksais is kasha. Belt, we're going to get there. Very nice. I'm a mailer. But who makes the bracha? But if the sheikh makes the bracha, the owner gets the owner. Mom, I'm doing the shechita. He's not doing shechita. He's the owner. He's the manufacturer, the franchise. I'm the one who's doing the mitzvah, the shechita. It's my bracha. I make the bracha. It should be my mitzvah. And the man, he says he's masupik if that's enough to become a shemizaka. Frek the shak, jumps on the shak. Mamish Talmud Toya Kosov is there. Must be a Talmud Toya wrote this. It's the mitzvah sugi mufaresha sugi arucha in Bava Kama. It says that if it's bechita, him, he's bato. What happened to the bracha? So he says, oh, that's what I want to know. What's the problem? Maybe he already shechted a few. Maybe he already did his bracha. There's one bracha on all the animals, the Gemara says. So he already did his bracha. So you want mamzi any bracha? I don't know. The shach holds that this is mamish, eyes in akasha, yinik b'tzarkin, talmud toya kasavizah. Okay, but then it's not mamish the end. He says sugya marucha. Is that a sugya arucha? It's not the end of the world. Okay. He's talking about the bracha. Handling mitzvah the bracha. The Bepula Charifta wants to be machalik. The Bepula Charifta wants to say that yeah, we find by kakashoyis that you consider shemesaka because if you would have done a good job, you would have gotten the kakashoyis even though you didn't do a good job. But that's your scar. He said by a bracha it's worse. A bracha, if the guy batched up, it's not just pshat, he didn't get the scar of the bracha. He got an aveira. He said a bracha levatola. It's a bracha for nothing. It's mamish gaga felik. So he says, I don't know why, but he says, memeila, you don't have that type of alum that's like yavak kakashoy. Since the guy messed up, so it turned out he didn't get any scar for his bracha. Adrab, it's meitz shem shemaim levatala. He made a bracha levatala. So that's not scar. That's even worse.
That's a bracha levatala. I don't see anything from my so you had a bracha on the shechita. I want to do a shechita.
And you didn't do a shechita.
So I watched somewhat, but my act is an act, but I'm trying to do shechita.
No, you didn't do a shechita. Mavish Kala. It's not from a bracha levatala? Where's Taisis? Bava Kama? All right. The Meisav Pebuka Rita says that for a bracha levatala, you have to be more careful and oinis havali lizar. That's what Pebuka Rita says. So it comes along. The ksais over here in the Truma Zakri, brothers, Shevazach and Yachat, see, Mamish is the same word. You have to know, could be it's really the Truma Zakri wrote, even if Kiyadu, the Truma Zakri, he wrote a lot. He was the one who printed the ksais in the Nagdam. Clearly, he did changes. We don't know that, but he did changes in the ksais. I wonder if this is the ksais or the Truma Zakri, I don't know. But the Truma Zakri says the exact same thing as the ksais over here says, and says, the mitzvah's love, lehenis nitnu. And Mamela, a bracha cannot be considered schar. Mitzvah's love, then, isn't it? No. And it brings a raya, your raya from Shema Aveda. Why do you have to come on to put to the Rav Yosef for that while I'm being Isaac in that Veda, I save myself from giving tzedakah, and that's the pruta that's going to make me into a Shema Sacha. Stams, fact excise. I picked up the Aveda, I'm Isaac in the mitzvah, picking up the Aveda. No, but by Shechita, maybe there's no mitzvah, it's only a bracha. But when you're actually doing a mitzvah, why do you have a mitzvah, the mitzvah itself? So you have mitzvah, the mitzvah. Fact exercise. What happened to the mitzvah of Shavuot Aveda? That lechay should make me into a shem esach and give me the schar. Elamayzak tekzayis. You see that mitzvahs are love lehen is nitnu. And memela, that's not considered schar. And memela, that's why it's very good. Why you're only considered a shem mechina. All right. If I steal your bracha, you did the bracha. If I die, if this, you stole the bracha. But to say that's mitzvah's land is no, that now. You have to know. Good. The Erech Shai argues with the Ksais and the Chumash Sakri, because the Erech Shai says, Achreinim want to be machalik, that when do we say mitzvah's love land is no? When you're forced to do the mitzvah. So it's a chayv on you, it's bar kochay, right? The oil al tzavari, Rashi says, right? That's mitzvah's love lenders. The oil al tzavari to be a yid. You got to do it because you're an eved to Hashem. That's where you got this. My love lenders, no. But if it's a voluntary mitzvah, you don't have to do it. You could choose and decide, yeah, nish. Right? So then, mitzvah's all lenders, no. Mamelia says like this. By aveda, I'm a chayv to pick it up. By kisi adam, even though I'm not mechuyv to shecht, but once I do shecht, I'm mechuyv to be mechasad adam. So mamel, if you steal that, you have chayv yudzuvim, because it's a mitzvah which I'm mechuyv to do. So if it's lav lednison, that's not going to make me a shem esacha. Mashenkin zogt there, when it comes to shechita, that kebetin. So don't shecht. You're not mechuyv to shecht. Don't shecht. This type of mitzvah, you can't say lav len is nino. His len is nino. I decided to shecht and to make a bracha, so I have the schar of the bracha. So that schar should be worth something. So that schar should make me into a shem esacha. Mamele he argues with tekseis and like that achrenu shchilik. He argues with tekseis and shumis akri. So now we're left off. Why isn't a bracha a schar to become a shem esacha? He himself spazeres, but yet there's a Divrei Chaim and Shemim Yotes who touches on the same type of Indian, whatever. There's a lot on this. Comes along at the Divrei Chaim and he changes the kasha around. Has a different perspective. Okay, let's say, let's get out of the kasha like that. I have a different way to ask the kasha. It's like the Divrei Chaim. We know by Shema Aveda that calls man, you're being Isaac in the Aveda, you're part from Pruta de Rav Yosef, and that's going to make you into a Shema Zacha because he saved himself the Pruta that he have to give to Anani. So, fact the Divrei Chaim, that's the kasha over here. If you have a bracha, you should be a Shema Zacha because while you're making the bracha, you don't have to give it stuck to Anani. While you're being Isaac in the bracha, you're potter, so you have the same dinner, Pruta de Rav Yosef, just like Pruta de Rav Yosef. It's Mechayiv Hashem Avedim, it's Machlek, Rav Mariyaz, but on the tzad that you're Chayiv Hashem Esacha, as Pruta de Rav Yosef, so here too you should be Chayiv Hashem Esacha, you should be Chayiv, because of Pruta de Rav Yosef, you saved yourself the Pruta, why are you doing a bracha? I don't know about you, but we the Chassidisha, we make brachas, it takes a half a minute, l'chala fachas. And then the hachana to the bracha, if they're going to make it, this is the whole process. It's not so simple. This is the whole process. I save myself the time, what's going on? I save myself the midst of the tzedakah. Grada, there is a ulama mishpat here, tries to say your teretz, based on the taisis. There's a taisis in Shvus, memdavon amebeis. Taisis says like this, if you're muda hana, I'm not going to be nene from you. I made a ned, I'm not going to be nene from you. Comes Rosh Hashanah, I want to blow a shayfa. I don't have a shayfa, you have a shayfa. I'm allowed to take your shayfa and blow your shayfa. I'm mudahana, is awesome. I'm not allowed to be nene from you. No, mitzvah's love, len is not no. I'm doing the mitzvah, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm blowing shayfa. I'm not doing it for the music, I'm not doing it to enjoy myself, to relax. I'm doing it for the mitzvah, but to keep a shayfa. So my mail, mitzvah's love, len is not no, and it's fine. Factices, yeah, but you're fedin pruta de Rav Yosef. Why are you blowing the shayfa? You're fedin that you don't have to give tzedakah to Anani. And Yom Tov, you could also give tzedakah, I give food, I give anything. I'm fedining that I don't have to give tzedakah to the Ani. So of that, I should be already chayiv. For that, I should be asa b'hano. What happened to that chelik? And for Taisis, not a problem. Why? Because it's for a short period of time. I can make sure that while I blow the shofar, no Ani is in sight. If I see an Ani in sight, I won't blow the shofar. When I see the coast is clear, then I'll pick up the shofar, and then I'm going to make the tekiyas, and I'll do it. So Memela, I'm fine. So Zakti Ulam HaMishvot, so to hear. Memela, the Erech Shai's Kasa, not Nishkin Kasha, because it's such a short period of time. Memela, I don't have any Ana. I don't save myself from Pruta de Rav Yosef. Memela, that's not what. Why I'm not a Shema Zacha. That's what Ulam Mishvan say. I don't understand what he's talking about. Tais is talking about, not because Havad, even if it takes 10 seconds to keep Shefa, I could Havad save myself in Yanni. Tais is saying, you're right, in the B'chai Gavad, you will not allow to blow the Shefa. You could only blow the Shefa when you know that there's no Ani around. But when you're giving me to Shecht, you didn't make a condition that I can only Shecht when there's no Ani around. You give me something to Shecht, I can Shecht no matter what. I Shecht whenever I want. And the Ani come, the carloads of Ani coming with the papers are coming. never know when they're really coming, but they're coming right now. So lemaisa geret, at least I have a right to shecht, even if the aniyim are coming. And the memeila alfadin the pruta de rav yisus. So lechay, that should make me into a shem
mezakah. Yeah, you should want to do
the aniyim
or not?
When? Could I not? Maybe I want to part of myself from giving tzedakah. You have to know where I'm holding. Now, it's nebuch that they're coming around. It's halavai, there shouldn't be aniyim. Mitzvah, Mashiach comes, there won't be aniyim. But the vow, kozman, that they are aniyim, we're in Golas, they are aniyim. L'choy, I should have the dinner. Pruta reyesim. And male affected the v'chaim aizen. L'choy, I should be shem mezakah. As the cheshmin of the bracha, as the pruta de rav yisuf of the bracha. As they affected. Okay, l'maisa, I don't have aizen.
You're constantly dealing with it.
Good.
The one time
I picked
it up.
Why not? For that one time I improved the Dovya. Why not? It has to be constant. And if it's something.
Kind of something you're dealing with. Then
and if I'm dealing with it right now, Bashar Shkita, these 10 seconds, I'm dealing with it. With the brochas.
Wait, it's not. You mean that you can do
another thing? That's what Taiz says. Taiz is mentioned like that. If you look at Taiz, it's Memdalam Bay, it's Tab Taiz, look it up. Yeah, I could do it in. Time at a time when the anim are not there. Means I'm setting it up to do it like that, but if I don't set it up, it should be. Alright.
If he's doing it as a business, it's considered a mitzvah.
But he's making a bracha. I don't know. Why are you going to that? If a Rebbe is a malachi, he's going to it because he wants to make brachas. He wants to do shkita. That's why he took a klei kodesh, take a malacha. Alright. Let's move on, Rabbi. So we don't have much time here, but let's see what we could cover. Sif Hey. Bamedva Mamurim. What are we talking about? Shenibla bevadai, that you definitely made it into a nevela. You botched up big time. But if you only messed up besafik, you made as a trefa that is a machloikis hapoiskim if it's a trefa or not. According to some poiskim, you're allowed to eat it. It's kshera. According to other poiskim, you're not allowed to eat it. So you have something. You did something that caused it to be a safik issa. Kegoin, sheshah b'mit ha-simonim, you did shehiya b'mit simonim, then you're going to be pata. V'chein, emot ha-sakim pogum, you checked the knife afterwards, and you found that to be pogum. V'ubot chetchila, and he checked the knife before he used it. So now he shecht it. And now we want to know, did he batch up or not, which we're going to see what that means. And it's a sofik trefa. Kevin dikilameima, be'etam ha-mefrekis nifkama, since you could say that the etam afrakas means after you already cut the two simonim, then you went too far and you hit into the bone of the etam afrakas, and that caused the pegima in the knife. But the shechita was a be'emes a kosher shechita. But you can say no, maybe it was already nifkam the knife at the beginning of the shechita, or even before the shechita, or at the beginning when you were cutting and you cut the hide, you did it too quick, or whatever it is, you messed up the knife. So we don't know when the knife became nifkam. Was it before you cut the samanim or after you cut the samanim? So you have a suffix now, is the shechita kshera or not? The halacha is, lenin mamun loy mafkina mi suffix. You're not mafkina the mamun mi suffix. You can't be machayiv the tabach. He could say, I did a good job. It's a kosher animal. Lamai sigaret, you're not allowed to eat the animal. Because it's suffix, isn't, right? So, lamai sigaret, animal is treif. It's practical. You can't do anything with the animal. You're going to have to sell it off to a guy. So I batched up. But I say, no. Kim li kilo. There's a tzad that I didn't batch up. There's a suffix here that maybe it's not a treif. It's really a kshera. So to be mechayv me money, you can't. How much make a veil of a rice? So it comes out.
Let's say you're checking this over from Yosef Chaim's order, Phil, that you know he doesn't eat for anything that's a shayla on it.
I know the Klai Yisrael doesn't eat something that is a shor but meets a manna, but you're going to see. But well, we're going to he was boy ticket, but we have a shiloh where this pagam happened. If it happened by the etzem mamafrekis, or did it happen at the beginning? What?
He was
voided with chilah, but maybe we're going to see. Baal Tosma, we'll see. We'll explain. Could be getting this guy, he's in Moitzi, correct. He will not be able to get his pay because he's Moitzi. Maybe you messed up, right? You don't deserve pay, correct.
One animal.
Who cares
if you can say if it's kosher or it's not kosher? Unless the guy can't eat it. He doesn't care if it's
kosher. He can't eat it. Right, but I can't eat it. So you want to say that I did batched up. I could tell you I didn't batch up. I did a kshay. It's not going to be all right.
Whatever it is, but unless I can't eat it.
Good. So, Baal, well, let's see the Ramah. Zok the Ramah, Hagah. V'av agav danu noigin la'asra. Even though we are noig that we do asa these fakes, l'chayra, bottom line is, you botched up. Afilo achi patim imamin, because I could say, l'maisa get it, tesafik. So even though we're machmer, but we're only machmer, machmas tesafik. So at the end of the day, the reason why you're not eating, because you're not sure, but klapi shmaya galya, maybe it's a ksheira. So if it's maybe a ksheira, I didn't do anything wrong. Kay nearly, v'af alpi sheyesh misha chaylik, even though the Truma Tzadeshin argues, the Truma Tzadeshin holds that since l'maisa, you can't eat it, and you did something that's in the Sheikhtim's handbook. In the times of Truma Tzadeshin, they had a handbook for Sheikhtim of what the treifas are, what to do, what not to do. It's a story. There's a Sheikhtim's handbook, B'yad HaTabachim, and since it's known that you're not supposed to be sure B'mit HaSimonim, it was well known that you're not supposed to be doing this, and it's well known, all these fakers, so you did something that you knew mitchila, that if you're going to do it, you're batching up, and you're answering the animal to the Bailim, therefore, Zok the Truma Tzadeshin, you're going to be chayiv, even though it's a suffix. Not like the Ramah, but the Ramah argues, Ramah says, generally, not like the Truma Tzadeshin. So you have a machloikis, when it's a treifa that the tabachim should be aware of, or are aware of, or should be aware of, that this will cause the bailam not to be able to eat it, or be something that we have to asa machmas tesafik, whether that's considered a chiyuv mamon or mazik or shema, whatever this is or not. The Ramah paskins yipata, and the Truma Tzadeshin paskins yichayv.
What's the shema?
No, we didn't talk about. I don't know. That I don't know. My said, we're talking about Bidin Neodim, this machlok is Ramah and the Truma Tzadeshin. How do we paskin? That's already a problem. How do we paskin? There's a Taz who goes with Ramah, and the Yamsha Shloima and the Shach, the long Shach and Sivkan Yud, goes like the Ramah, like the Truma Tzadeshin. They hold, yes, if you knew about it, and then you're going to be chayiv. If you didn't know about it, then you'll be potter. But if you knew about it, that if you make this suffix, you're going to be chayiv, and you made this suffix, you will show up in mita simanim, then you're going to be chayiv on this. That's how the Shach and the Yamsha Shloima paskin. You could say Kim Likarama, yeah. Kim Likarama Taz, yeah, it's a suffix almost shakal, yeah, and a kanami, you could. But now let's try to understand this Truma Tzadeshin. So, the Welt understood this Truma Tzadeshin. Many Achrayim understood it like this. And is the Yesaitis Tikashayla, Rabbi Sai? Every time you're mazik, besafik, if you do something that's a safik, that causes a vadi hezek lemaisa, but lemaisa is only a safik. Means the reason why the hezek came there, because you don't know. Like this case, Batsim Klapish Maya, you might know it's a ksheira. Are you chayiv or not? Is that Odom HaMazik? Are you Odom HaMazik? Maybe is it a mazik? Because a maisa geret, it's worthless, because we have to be machma on the suffix. Well, no, it's not Odom HaMazik, because Klapish Maya, there's a tzad that it's kosher. They have a case of Maimit Shloshtun, where there's a case where it's, I sold you a chayiv. Reuven owes me money, and I sold you the chayiv. So now Reuven owes you money. And I was able to chachem. After I sold you the chayv, I was moichel the chayv. And now, let's say in a case where there's a machloikis, if my mechila works. So at the end of the day, you're going to try to collect from Reuven, and we're going to tell you, have a nice day. I already have a mechila. I eat machloikis. Good. Kimli zak Reuven. I don't owe you money, because I already have a mechila. So then you come to me and say, hey, look what the mess you put me in. You caused me that I can't collect my chayv. I can say, yeah, well, maybe like the sheet is all that mechila doesn't work, and you could collect the chayv. Go collect the chayv from Reuven. I don't mind if you collect the chayv from Reuven. So the shaila is, could you get me out of my mazik or not? I can say, what out of my mazik? Go collect from Reuven. And you're going to tell me, come on, you know b'metzias, you made messed me up. You made a matzav that I can't collect from Reuven. So even though it's a suffix hezek, but practically it's a vadei hezek. Is that odom hamazik or not? So Achrayim want to say that from this shach Truma Tzadeshin, you see that making a suffix hezek, but lemaisa to hefsed, that's already odom hamazik, and I can bechayv you at odom hamazik. And the Ramah seems to hold on like that. So maybe this is the machlokes Ramah and Truma Tzadeshin. If you have a suffix hezek, that's a Hefzid lemaisa, is that Odom HaMazik or not? What bothers me, it doesn't really go so well, is because it's Mavun, the Truma Tzadeshin and the Shach, that they were only Mechayiv the Tabach if the Tabach know about this. He has the Tabach handbook, And this was mentioned on page 3 of the Talmud Handbook. This is a no-no. Don't be sure b'mita simonim. But if it was those type of treifas that were not mentioned in the Talmud Handbook, that the Truma Zadesh and the Shaksei Lahedja, then you're going to be potter. Because you could say, let's make a veil of a right. Right? Like the Ramah type of a sort. Maybe it was. Maybe it was a treifa. Maybe it wasn't a treifa. You only could get me because I knew for sure that it was a treifa. So now the kasha is mamazik. If you're getting mouth other mamazik, who cares I knew or didn't know? Let's say I didn't know. Lamaisa geret, I was mazik animal. If a sofik hefsid is considered a hefsid and it's other mamazik, I was mafsid animal. If the sofik says it is not, fine. But if it is, then I was mafsid animal. So it should be chayiv even if I didn't know, even if it wasn't mentioned in the Talmud Chambah. Elamai, you're going to taina that a sofik hefsid is not a hefsid, then another kasha is the other way. So what does help that it was mentioned in the handbook? So it was mentioned in the handbook, but when at the end of the day, it was only a sofik. But Mamala, it needs a beer. What's going on in the Truma Zadesh and the Shach? Why did Tali the fact that I knew about it? So I wanted to taina, you know, it's a chiddush, but I wanted to taina that Al-Kochuk, you see from here, that a sofik hefsid is not a hefsid, even like the Truma Zadesh. And you're not getting me out of the Mamazik. What you're getting me is, maybe like a Pnei Yeshua type of a sofik. What you're getting me is, look, I hired you to check the animal, and you're supposed to do a good job as a tabach. And there are certain things that you're supposed to do, and you know what you have to do. Whatever it says in the handbook, you got to do. That's what I hired you for. And you know this is a no-no. You don't do shop with me at Samanim. You're not allowed to do this. So when I hired you lechatchilo to be a tabach, it was implicit understanding that you're accepting the responsibility if you batch up in the mumchis called tabach. Whatever it says in the handbook, whatever it says that you're supposed to know about, that you're messing me up in the shechita, adas kein, you mechayiv yourself to pay. It's not midin adam amadik. Midin adam amadik taka, it's only a sofik and your potter, like the Ramah. But it's implicit that if I'm hiring you to do the shechita, you accept it upon yourself, the achrayis, the eschayivis, that if you're going to mess me up, that lemaisa your shechita is going to mess me up, that it's going to make into a treifel, bepoil, that I can't eat it, you're going to be chayiv for such a treifel, for such a shechita. If it doesn't say it in the handbook, I can't hold you responsible. You don't know about it. Means that that's kind, you didn't accept upon that responsibility. You accept upon what you know, but what you don't know, you didn't accept upon that responsibility. That's how I would have said. So it comes out, but if it's talking about Maimit Shlosh and other things like that, Lav Davki Yid B'chayv, could be even the Chumas that's on the Shaka Moida, that a Safek Hefzid is Potter, maybe. It's only over here, because this is what I hired. I paid you to do Shechitas. So you got to do a good Shechita.
Why is that something else? I knew you would, I know for a fact you're not going to be able to go out, because he's going to say Kimli.
Right. So,
why is that a direct mazik?
Because kapish ma'igalia, maybe you could collect. Don't take it up with me.
I was mazik. I knew you were going to lose.
This is the shayla, but Ramo clearly says, but Ramo says clearly not like that. Ramo is the takapot, even though it's
because the guy wanted to check the good, he messed up.
No, but he's Batsim, he's responsible for the messing up. He's not an oinus here. He's really shouldered for the way he messed up. Just bepoil, it might still be a ksher. So I can't get up. I would know for sure it's a vade treva. Vade, I would be mechayiv him. I just can't be mechayiv because it's a tzadar. It might still be.
But in a case where Badafka wanted to be Mazim, because I knew that love would come out like that,
but it's at least Garmi. So Grada, I found tonight, Mamish, I didn't understand how they're coming. I found tonight that the Chumas Chalkas Yoiv and Yeridei Simon Chav Beis, Teich Dvorov, he brings this halacha and he says, yeah, the Mamish case of Mamish Shloshin, and yeah, the guy's going to be chayiv because of the Truma Zadesh and the Shach, and it doesn't go to Ramah, but it's fine, yeah, the Truma Zadesh, and that goes with the Truma Zadesh and the Shach, he can be chayiv for Safak Mazik. And the previous paragraph, he says, you chayiv for Garmi. Means Vais Dois, then it's not Mamish Adam Mazik, it's only Garmi. It's not Mamish Adam Mazik. And Memela, now it's much better. I'll explain to you why. Because in Hilchus Garmi, the Chiddush Akra, that Adam Mud Lo'ilam, Yechayiv even for Aynes, is only by Adam Amazek. But for a Garmi, Lav Davke Yechayiv Aynesin, you only Chayiv for Pshia, Karv L'Pshia, Mezid, Karv L'Mezid, you have to be Shuldik to be Chayiv for Garmi. But if you're an Aynes, then we don't have a Chiddush Akra to be Chayiv for Garmi, even an Aynes. So Kum Toiz, that's very Geshmak here. The Pshat is that if it's in the handbook and you know about it, so you're chayiv for garmi. If it's not in the handbook and so the mele you don't know about it, so you're like an oynis kein avedu gneva, I can't get you for garmi. But had it been a vadai treifa, then I would get you even if it's not in the handbook. Because if it would be a vadai treifa, then I'll get you for other mamazik. Then I can get you mamish for other mamazik.
In case of mamish shloshim.
So the case of Maimut Shloshin over there, I'll be chayv atzgarmi. Means I'm not getting you, they'll hold that you're not getting atzodam amazik mamish. You're only getting atzgarmi. Memel, if I know about it, I'm a garmi. If I don't know about it, ignorance is bliss. But if, and why? Because it's only a suffix, so it's really not odam amazik, it's only garmi amazik. But it'll be a vaday, then it'll be odam amazik, then I'll take a get you, even though you didn't know about it, it wasn't in the handbook, then I'll take a get you for it, because then you'll be odam amazik, odam uloilam, and I'll get you even for inus. All right, Rabbi, there's a lot more here, but Belina Doit Chazai next week will take it to the next step.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.